Dinner jackets on. It's wartime BBC.
This is the national program from London. At the end of this news, please stand by for a very important announcement.
Neville Chamberlain.
You can imagine what a bitter blow it is to me that all my long struggle to win peace has failed. Yet I cannot believe that there is anything more or different I could have done that would have been more successful.
King George VI, cinematically known as King George I.
To every household of my people, I send this message. Over and over again, we have tried to find a peaceful way out between ourselves and those who are now our enemies.
Winston Churchill.
The news from France is very bad, and I grieve for the gallant French people who have fallen into this terrible misfortune.
H.G. Wells, 1937.
I want to talk about the community to which we belong. I see it as a tremendous world brotherhood, full of possibilities and full of promise.
Edward VIII, 1936.
I have found it impossible to carry the heavy burden of responsibility and to discharge my duties as king without the help and support of the woman I love.
Peacetime, 47. Clement Attlee.
It's 40 years since the Olympic Games were last held in London. Years which have seen the world torn by two devastating wars.
Finally, actor and real war hero, Wing Commander Ronald Adams.
Then I stood and stared at the plotting table underneath the strong arc lights and wondered how long it would take me to assimilate and understand all the details of this queer room.
Thank you for listening. I'm Howard Ellison. Why not send me a trial script?